San Salvador da Bahia, it's a state a little bit under Recife, more to the south. It's a very famous state because it has a very high concentration of African descendants mm-hmm. who stay there. They have very much their own culture, very special food, pretty spicy, but very interesting region.
The architecture looked obviously very colonial, but it looked a really beautiful place. But I was looking at photographs of Amazonia, of Manaus, and this really surprised me to see the photographs of Manaus and to see high-rise buildings there in the middle of the Amazon. Not the image I would have had. I was expecting a more low-rise, not quite run down, but just like a tropical enclave, but it was very modern.
Manaus is a very special city, very weird in somehow, because it is right in the middle of the Amazon. It's very much an artificial city that was created quite some time ago, prospered tremendously during a certain period because of the rubber plantations. There's also a very nice opera building in the center of Manaus. Mm-hmm. I think all the marbles are coming from Italy and things like that. They also created industrial cities, a little bit like the industrial zone in Shenzhen, if we may say so, which is a tax-free zone. So a lot of industries were put there to try to create something in the middle of the Amazon. Pretty artificial, obviously, because the distances that you have from the city of Manaus to go to the coast for export or even to ship the things from Manaus to the south. But the city has thrived. There's a lot of tourism. It's a very interesting place. I loved it. I went there also.
One of the photographs I was looking at showed all these small river boats that you basically get to in Manaus, transfer onto these boats for 2 or 3 days upriver. And that looked to me like the expedition films I used to watch years ago about Amazonia.
This reminds me of my own personal story in Manaus, because I said I'm pretty Brazilian. So many years ago, it was in the late 70s, I went to Manaus when it was very much off the beaten track. And I just went to the harbor where all the fisher boats are staying. And I said, I want to have a private little boat and go into the Amazon forest in the jungle. Only myself, you know how to do. And then they showed me this little boat and a canoe, big canoe, basically. And they said, you can use this guy. And I said, why? This guy cannot walk. He has no legs. He's paralyzed. And he's going with his son. So you will be in very good hands, because this guy knows whatever mistake he makes, it's the end for him too. So that was it. So we set off in this canoe with food and everything. We went into the Amazon forest. It is a wonderful experience because you are with that canoe with an outboard motor, obviously, and you go at the height of the treetops among vegetation. And sometimes you cannot pass anywhere because basically you're in the middle of the tops of the tree, so you have to go around. It's a fantastic, fantastic environment. And also I slept overnight in the middle of the forest there. Unique experience.
It looks really fascinating. You know, it's one of these countries I think you just love to explore. And you've got this contrast in the cities. You know, you think of the three cities of Rio on the coast, Sao Paulo inland, and then, of course, this amazing capital, Brasilia. Did you ever go up there?
Yes. Brasilia, I think today Brasilia is not as impressive as it was originally, because it's also an artificial city, by the way. It was created in the middle of nowhere, where basically there was nothing. And they said, well, here we are going to make a new capital. And it was done by a very famous architect, Oscar Niemeyer, who did a fabulous layout of the city. It was supposed to be a city without traffic lights because everything would be organized in such a way. So they did all this modern building. Since then, the city has a little bit become like a normal city. But when I went there, once again, at the late 70s, it was really, really very impressive. I loved São Paulo. I also lived there for 1 year in São Paulo. It's really a megapolis. Megapolis, it's a city, but it's very cosmopolitan, very vibrant, I must say, incredible in itself.
And the World Cup being on, Gilbert, has given great publicity, great tourist publicity for Brazil. Because, you know, you have some of the scenes, the interviews taking place on the Copacabana beach, the images of the Sugarloaf Mountain. you know, it's very, very positive, a lot of the things that are coming on, and people seem to be having a great time, a lot of fun.
Yes, you should know there was a lot of opposition from Brazilian people, local people who were not very happy. While there's a lot of need, other needs in a city like Rio de Janeiro. By the way, Rio de Janeiro is one of the most fabulous cities in the world. When I was working in Brazil, based in São Paulo, I had to go very regularly to Rio de Janeiro, and I was in Copacabana. So it, at least, as it always happens, like with Olympic Games, generally speaking, it can give a kick in the back of a city that is going through problems and can be an impulse to do something about it.
Gilbert, I met you a few days ago at an event in the Hilton organised by Colin Friedman about sustainability and environmental living. What were you doing there?
Well, we all were there to make Beijing a greener city. As you know, I'm very much an environmentalist myself. And I work with Colin for other things together. And Colin said, why, Gilbert, why don't you go there? I said, why not? So I went there simply to sell my book, not having a lot of expectations to have mass sales. But I thought it would be very big fun just to sit there, meet a lot of interesting people, which I did. So I did sell quite a number of my books of toxic capitalism. But it was a good event. There were not really the huge crowd. It was moderately busy.